As a student in Budapest, Laszlo Kovács and a friend filmed the 1956 Hungarian uprising against the Soviet Union. When the revolution was crushed, they fled the country with their film, took refuge here, and made their way to Hollywood, where he became a cinematographer. Kovács died in his sleep Sunday at age 74, and he left behind an extraordinary body of work. He was one of those people who changed the look of American movies. He filmed Easy Rider, Five Easy Pieces, Shampoo, and Paper Moon. In that film and others, he worked with director Peter Bogdanovich, who joins us from Los Angeles. Mr. Bogdanovich, what did Laszlo Kovács do with a camera that was remarkable or unusual back in the 60s or 70s?
Well, Laszlo had the ability to photograph in any number of different styles, you know, depending on what the director was looking for. And he made everything seem easy. He'd never done a black and white movie when we did Paper Moon. I had done one previous to that, but he hadn't. And, you know, I said, I want everything sharp. And he did it. He was extraordinarily inventive and supple, you know. He could do anything. He just knew what to do. He could give a picture a rough edge, as we did with Paper Moon, or it could be very smooth, kind of glamorous photography like we did on What's Up, Doc, where Barbara Streisand was very happy with Laszlo because she looked better than she'd ever looked. And she hired him for a number of pictures as a result.
I was reading his entry in the Internet Movie Database, and before those movies, he worked on a lot of low-budget, utterly forgotten movies, it would seem.
Yes. Well, what happened was I was preparing to make Targets, which was a low-budget picture that I was making for Roger Corman. This was 1967, and I was looking for a director of photography, and Roger Corman said, well, we've got quite a good cameraman called Leslie Kovacs. He's doing a picture right now for me called The Girl in the Invisible Bikini.
Which is that Roger Corman was the famous King of the Bee movies.
King of the Bees. So I said, okay. So he sent Laszlo, but at that time it was Leslie, over to see me, and in walks this good-looking, dark-haired Hungarian with a fairly thick accent. And we talked for... I never saw anything he shot. I just liked him. And hired him on the spot, you know, after about 10 minutes. I said, well, we should do this. I said, but that's not your real name. Is it Leslie? Leslie doesn't sound like a Hungarian name to me. He said, no, but nobody knows how to pronounce Laszlo. So I called myself Leslie. I said, well, gee, that's doesn't seem to fit you. And he said, well, when I make a good picture one day, I will use my real name. So when we finished the picture, I said, how do you want your billing? He said, I finally made a good picture. He said, so let's call me Laszlo Kovács.
Easy Rider, I gather, enjoys some landmark status in terms of the look of a naturally shot outdoor movie.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he could, as I said, Laszlo could do anything depending on what you wanted and what you were looking for. That had a gritty kind of feeling to it, but solid, you know. His work was always solid. And he just was, you know, I hadn't seen him for a few years. I had moved back to New York. The last picture we did together was Mask with Cher, and I hadn't seen him for a while. We'd spoken on the phone occasionally, and then through a series of coincidences, really, we saw each other last Wednesday at a friend's house. He talked for couple hours exchanging anecdotes about working together, and I was reminded about what a real pro he was, and we remembered certain things together, and that was Wednesday, and we said, well, I'll see you soon, and then I get the call Sunday that he died.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
He was a great guy. I'm going to miss him a lot, because you don't get that sort of collaborator very often in any field.
It's director Peter Bogdanovich talking about his late friend and colleague, Laszlo Kovács, who died Sunday night at the age of 74. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.